Thank you very much for taking our call today. Now, as you heard in the bulletin earlier, there are growing concerns about the spread of the Delta variant of COVID-19. It's the most common strand of the virus in Britain now. It's more transmissible than the variant currently in widest circulation here and more resistant to vaccines. The British government is expected to confirm later today that the final lifting of lockdown restrictions in England will be postponed by 4 weeks. Here, the government is considering tighter travel restrictions on people arriving here from Britain. More on that shortly, but first to England and the anticipated postponement of so-called Freedom Day. We've been getting the assessment of Professor James McInerney, head of the School of Life Sciences at the University of Nottingham.
We see that the Delta variant is contributing significantly to the number of people with COVID in the country, and it's increasing. This so-called R number has gone above one, so that increase is exponential. So even at the current levels of restrictions and the current vaccine rollout, it's growing. So it's probably not surprising they're going to make that decision.
Tell us a bit more about the prevalence of the Delta variant of COVID. Who's getting it and how sick are they getting?
It's got a relatively patchy distribution throughout the country. It's quite high prevalence, we'll say, in the northwest, up around Bolton, north of Manchester, Bury, places like this. And the way in which the response to it is happening is that there's very, very intense education, vaccination rollout, and so on. And in those areas where it's coming up very high, there's a lot of intensity to get more vaccination done in those areas. So that's the first thing to say, that it's not quite evenly spread throughout the countries. There are hotspots, but I think that the worry is that the numbers are now, what they are, but very, very quickly they can become very high, and that's the key worry.
But are people getting sick as a result?
Not so much. We certainly see that the hospitals aren't as full as they were in January, February. We're not seeing anything like this. There are particular COVID wards that are empty right now. So that's good news. What we have seen, though, is that if case numbers get high, that the hospitals begin to fill again. We know that this happens, though the linkage between the two isn't as strong as it used to be. But nonetheless, a small percentage of a very large number can still become a very large number. The other worry that the government have here is that the UK is beginning to be seen internationally perhaps as a reservoir of the Delta variant. And so the effort to bring down the number of COVID cases and hopefully the vaccination programme can help with that. But the effort to bring it down is in part to prevent the outbreak here in the UK. But in as well as that, it's to guard against the possibility that other countries might red list the UK. And even if the hospitals here aren't full, it's quite possible the travel from the UK might be restricted. So that's on people's minds as well.
James, in practice, what will continuing restrictions mean for the next 4 weeks? And will it work?
So I think that people feel that it will work because the vaccination rollout is still going ahead at speed. And so there's a feeling that if that continues and the restrictions are as they are now, that they can get on top of the R number and bring it back down. But if they didn't do that, that the level of virus would just increase. So that's the thing that is worried right now. To be honest, here in the UK, the levels of restrictions now feel like they're fairly low. Mask wearing indoors, but I mean, restaurants are open, pubs are open indoors. People can come and go as they please. And so I think delaying by a month in general won't be affecting people too much. But people have booked weddings and booked holidays and done all of these kinds of things that now might not happen. And so that's the kind of thing that that people will feel the most.
And if England were to make it to the finals of the Euros, it wouldn't be in front of a full Wembley now.
One presumes it wouldn't be. No, that's quite true. Though at the same time, you still have reasonably sized gatherings here, and there's these testing systems, these rapid test kits can be used. So I think it would remain to be seen what Mr. Johnson would do about that.